Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. He is worthy to be praised. There is none like him. What an awesome God we serve. We welcome you here to the Blog Talk Radio, Divine Connection. Looking forward to hearing what the Spirit of the Lord has to say unto the church. We thank God for the power of prayer and the prayer warriors and those that are listening. We give him glory and thank him for his renewed mercies every day and his grace. He is wonderful. Praise God. I thank him. Glory to God, because he is Lord and the author and the finisher of our faith. And we're to look to him, glory to God, for our help, our source, whatever it is that we are in need of. He is more than enough, God. He is El Shaddai, the Almighty God, the All-Blessed One, the All-Sufficient One, the more than enough God. Anything we need is in him. In him we live and move and have our being. So we bless the Lord and give God glory and praise tonight. Ah, for a mighty God that we serve. Can't nobody do us like Jesus. We just got to trust and believe. And when we pray, it says in Mark 11, when you pray, believe that you receive. If there's any ought you have against anyone, the word of God let us know. In order for God to forgive us, the Father, we have to forgive as well. In the name of Jesus. Praise God. I'm encouraged to follow Jesus. Yes, I am. I'm encouraged to follow Jesus. Yes, I am. Through trials, tribulation, persecution, I've been abused. I'm encouraged to follow Jesus. Yes, I am. I'm encouraged. My heart's encouraged. I'm encouraged. My soul's encouraged. I'm encouraged. My mind's encouraged. I'm encouraged to follow Jesus. Yes, I am. I pray that you're encouraged tonight too as well. As we look to glory to God, our Father, our Lord, and our Savior, hallelujah. We look to Jesus as being a Savior. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Praise God. Bless the Lord. We bless the Lord for you at this time. We have a few on the line. The rest can follow. Glory to God joining us. Hallelujah, later, but in the meantime, we're going to prepare ourselves for the prayer tonight with Mother Alexander. Will open us up in prayer, and Mother McCormick will have our scripture reading. And then follow, we will hear the word of the Lord. Praise God. Amen. At this time, I'm going to open the line for Mother Alexander to pray.
Glory be to God. Father, we give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. It's only in the name of Jesus we come before you, Lord. According to your promises, Lord, we're standing on your word. When reading two scripture from 2 Chronicle, chapter 7, verse 13 and 14. According to the word of God, and during this time, these verses for during this time. People must listen to the word of God, receive it, knowing that he did not give us fear, but he gave us love, power, sound mind. Verse 13 say, if I shut up heaven, that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence amongst my people, but what he say? If my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and I will heal their land. This is what we come together praying. Standing in the gap for brothers and sisters, standing in the gap for each and every one, whether we know you or we don't know you. We pray because that's what God wants us to do. So, Father God, we come today as each and every one on the prayer line, Lord God. We standing in the gap for our brothers and our sisters all over the world, Lord God. As we come before you, Heavenly Father, because your promise is said, Lord God, if we pray. And Lord, we believe, Lord God, that we pray these things out of this system right now in the name of Jesus. Because your promise is said, Lord God, if we pray. So Lord, touch the heart of your people, Lord God, that they will pray, Lord God, consistently. And command this situation to lose its grip in this world. Because, Father God, your promise is not just for one of us. Because you're no respecter of person, Father God. It's for all of us to stand believing that your word said it has to come. So, Father, we come tonight, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, binding up this false spirit of pestilence among the world, Lord God. We banning it in the name of Jesus, and we command it to loose in the name of Jesus. And we cast it back to the pit of hell where these sickness come from. And Father, we ask you, Heavenly Father, strengthen the sinner man in your people, Lord God, that they will stand firm, Lord God, and know who they are in the name of Jesus. That this situation got to cease. Because your promise is said, Lord, if we pray. And there is nothing in this world can overpower prayer. If we stand, regardless what we see, regardless how it looks, keep our eyes on the only one, which is the Heavenly Father, Jehovah God. He's the creator of all things. Nothing is taken by surprise. And there's no excuse when men won't pray instead of running. Father, we thank you today, Lord God, for being the head of our lives, Lord God. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for giving us the authority and the dominion, Lord God, to stand boldly and proclaim your word, Lord God, and stand on the promises, knowing that your word will never fail us. Help us to know, Father God, that you are the healer. There is no other healer but you, Heavenly Father. And nothing is impossible for you to do, Lord God. Touch the heart, Lord God, that the people will pray, Lord Jesus. Pray, never stop praying, because you gave us that power, Lord. You said in your word, if we will pray. And Lord God, we thank you today, Lord. We thank you for giving us the authority and the dominion to stand boldly and to speak your word without compromising in the name of Jesus. Because only you, Heavenly Father, is only you can move things. Nothing is impossible for you to do, Lord God. And so we as children of the living God, according to the promises, Lord God, you said we'll do greater works, Lord. So, Heavenly Father, here we come together, Lord, standing in the gap, Lord God, praying this situation to come down in the name of Jesus. Because, Lord, we know that prayer is the key for everything here. You gave us the authority here on earth, Father God. Help us to stand as children of the mighty God. Help us to stand and know that when we open our mouth, we are the children of Abraham. We are those that can stand and say, Lord, your promises is what I'm standing on. Help us to know, Lord God, that we have no other but you. When we call on the name of Jesus, we know that we get what we ask for. Because by our faith and believing in your word, Lord, your promises never fail. You said in your word, you give us a desire for our heart. If we stand on the word and stand in doing your will, Lord God, you never fail us. You gave us the desire for our heart. Father God, I thank you. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for being so merciful, Lord God, because only you keep us, Heavenly Father. No one else can. And most of all, Heavenly Father, we ask you to touch those that is in authority, Heavenly Father. Touch the mind, Lord. Oh, God, renew, Heavenly Father, because we know, Heavenly Father, nothing is impossible for you to do in the mighty name of Jesus. You said in your word, come boldly to the throne of grace. So here we come on the prayer line, Father God, standing in the gap for those that is in authority tonight. Ask you, Lord, to touch the president. Lord, you know what the need is, oh Lord God. So we ask you, Heavenly Father, for mercy and grace over him. You show him, Lord God. Because, Lord, your word said, pray for those that is in authority. Because you're no respecter of person, Father God.
You tell us
to pray. So, Heavenly Father, we pray, Lord God, that this thing shall come forth to ease these sickness and disease. Because if we pray, we can bring down everything that is not of God. Because these pestilence, Lord God, you know everything, Father God. And this disease and pestilence and whatever going on in the world today, Lord God, we know you know about it before it even started, Heavenly Father. But you said in your word, Lord God, if your people pray, no matter what comes, if we pray and believe in your word, Father, your word said, you will heal it. And not just one part of the world, the whole world, because we're praying for this thing, because it's all over the world. So we're praying it down in the name of Jesus. And Father, we believe that when we pray, Lord, this will come to an end. Because fear have no authority in the children of the living God. You did not give it to us. Father God, we thank you today. Thank you for the prayer line, because only you make it possible for us to have this prayer line going. And we ask you, Heavenly Father, touch each and every one of us, Lord. You see everything, Father God. Nothing is hidden from you. And Lord, we ask you, Heavenly Father, to strengthen us more and more every day, that we will stand boldly and proclaim a victory in the name of Jesus, because the victory is already ours. You gave it to us, Heavenly Father. And it's in Jesus' name we stand here. Amen and amen.
Praise the Lord. We'll open the line for Mother McCormick to bring our scripture reading. And then soon after, we will bless the Lord for the word to come. Hold on just a moment. I got to get this other sister up. Praise the Lord. All right. We'll open the line for Mother McCormick. Have our scripture reading.
Hey, praise the Lord. We thank God for Sister Hubbard on tonight and the speaker and all the other ones that's on the prayer line on tonight. My scripture will be coming from Galatians, the sixth chapter in the ninth verse. And it reads, and let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap, if we faint not. Now, there's another one, so if you don't mind, I'm going to break it down a little bit, if you don't mind me doing that. The other scripture said, in Galatians 6 and 9 said, and let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up. So I just want to read that part. Praise God.
Praise the Lord. We give God glory. Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord tonight for the word that will be coming forth. You see, the internet's already started. I'm going to bind him up right now. My system jumped off. Glory. We got to get you all back online. Praise the Lord. While I'm waiting to get you all back online, praise the Lord, we just want to give God glory and honor and praise. Bless the Lord. Got to pull the system back up. But we thank the Lord God for what he's already done and for the prayer, for the scripture reading. And, you know, we're going to cancel that assignment. Well, there's a challenge every once in a while that we have a little technical difficulty or some interference. But we know our God is in control, so we're just going to trust him that all is well. But I just want to welcome you to the Blog Talk Radio for those that have just joined in on us. With us, and we give God glory and praise for who he is. As we come before you tonight, we wanted to share the word. We were expecting our prophet, but she's not going to be able to do it tonight. So yours truly, Minister Pastor VJ, will share some things and some teaching with you and what God has placed on my heart for all during the weekend. I know for sure that it was going to be definite tonight, but it's sharing the word concerning don't faint. And it was when we were having prayer on Monday. We didn't quoted this scripture many times and then shared many times. Be not weary in well-doing. You shall reap if you faint not, many times. But for some reason, it stood out about fainting or faint-hearted when Mother McCormick was speaking and she was sharing that scripture and just scripture right along with the others. But if for some reason, it kind of leaked off the leaped into my heart. So I've been looking at some word concerning the faint and faint-hearted and concerning the same scripture, let us not be grow weary in well-doing, for in due season we will reap if we faint not. That is a promise of the Lord. And so I want to share some things concerning that, but I want to read what faint-hearted is. Lacking courage, timid, nervous, fearful, afraid, coward, weak, will withy, or lack of confidence. On the opposite of that, of course, is brave and being courageous and bold and being strong-minded and really, and also with the courageous is not to deter because of danger or pain or brave, being brave and fearless and unflinching. And even as a born-again believer, you know, the word of God let us know to be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. And he did not give us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and of a sound mind. And, you know, the kingdom of God suffered violence. He said the violence should take it by force. So we know there are going to be challenges in life because the Bible even tells us many of the afflictions of the righteous, but he delivers out of them all. First of all, we need, as born-again believers, we confess in Christ as a Christian. Everybody want to call themselves Christian, but born-again believers that have taken on the name of Jesus Christ by taking on his word and living a life accordingly. And also we have that helper, which is the Holy Spirit, as we take him in and let him be our teacher, leading, guiding, and our comforter. Then also in all of this, we have to submit ourselves to be in the word and let the word get in us so it can work some things out in us and so that we can be able to stand fast to be strong in the Lord. And that means having on the whole armor. He says, in his word, he let us know that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal but mighty through the pulling down of strongholds. We have to know what the weapons are. We have to know, glory to God, what the armor is, and we got to put it on, and we don't put it on and take it off. We may go through battles and different things in life that go on just like a soldier being out there training, glory to God, going through warfare, whether he's doing boot camp or whether he's out there actually in warfare. The first thing they do is clean up their weapons. That's important for us to make sure that we check ourselves daily, because sometimes we can go through some battles and our helmet might be hanging down, our breastplate or shield of faith might be hanging to the side somewhere where it's supposed to shield and protect and cover. And sometimes through the battle, and then our belt of truth, glory to God, sometimes challenges come, and then people will get to a point where some compromise or some get a little fearful or fretful, and then, you know, we get caught up. We got to make sure our feet show up with the preparation of God. We don't have a covering on our back because Jesus, God, is our real guard. So everything that we need, those weapons and those tools, God gives us. So what we do with them is going to make all the difference. So that's according to our faith to build ourselves up in that so that where we can be able to stand. And many of the disciples, many of us, and many of people in our forefathers and many old patriots and stuff, they have gone through many things through life and many examples through their lives, and whether for the ones that were obedient and the ones that didn't obey and the ones that backslid, the one that came back, or however, there are different challenges in life, and we have different challenges. But we have to look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who, for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and is down at the right hand of the Father. Praise God. Romans 8:18, for I reckon that the suffering of this present time are not worthy to be compared to the glory which shall be revealed in us. And Hebrews 11:1 said, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen. And it says it again, is the assurance, that title deed, of the hope for the evidence of things not seen, that we're going to have to be walked by faith and not by sight. Praise God. So I'm just kind of laying the foundation a little bit here. And it says in Isaiah 40:3, but those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up as wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Praise God. I want to set the stage with some more of some teaching on a couple of things, and then we're going to kind of skip through a few things on there because it's really a dual message, and you can't be able to carry out all of it tonight, bless the Lord. And it says, too many people seem to lack resilience, endurance, and staying in power in the world. Praise God. And they're geared towards convenience. Surely it was not convenient for Jesus to go to all the way to Calvary for our sake. But the writer of Hebrews tells us, for the joy set before him, he endured the cross, despising the shame, and now set at the right hand of the Father, praise God, in the name of Jesus. For consider him who endured suffering for the sinners against yourself. You be weary, faint in your mind, for you have not resisted to the point that shedding of your blood. Hebrews 12:3 is some background scripture to look at. It says, therefore, is nothing so fatal is the character of a half-finished task. He that began the good work in you, glory to God, he will finish that work. But the thing about it, how many times have we started some things and didn't finish? How many times did we deviate off the path because of the pressures of life or because of people, because of things? The word of God let us know is that you didn't run well. Who did hinder you? And some start out, glory to God, running this race, glory to God, and running with a fervency to obtain the prize. But sometimes we get caught up in hurt, disappointment, betrayal, anguish, things going on in the marriage, things going on in the home, things, glory to God, with somebody that you had so much faith in, and all of a sudden they hurt them. And if we think about what Jesus already been through in those matter of 3 days, going even to Calvary, and even while on the cross, stop dying to save someone, and still, yeah, we can't stand somebody looking at us cross-eyed or either ridicule or glory to God or being ostracized or somebody turning back around and I was on this job and went out and trained this person, then end up training them, they took my position, this person and so forth. Right? We'd have been in relationship for 20 years and 30 years. I never thought he or she would do this to me or this, that, and the other business, either in ministry and so forth, hurt by this pastor, hurt by this minister, hurt by this whatever. But all of that, and not even thinking about what Jesus already went through, and we get faint-hearted. We get to a point where we're fearful and we're caught up, glory to God, in disappointment. We're caught up in anguish. We're caught up in all kinds of things that keep us, glory to God, from doing what God called us to do. Praise the Lord. James 4:7 says, submitting to the Lord also involves putting on the whole armor of God, an image that is included in everything from placing our faith in God and in glory to God, exercising ourselves in the truth of God's word. And that's another thing, Ephesians 6:11-18. What is going on with the compromising in you get so fearful and fretful about being intimidated by somebody else or being manipulated by them or glory to God, wanting their approval or validation that you're compromised and you get faint-hearted, you get caught up in things, glory to God, that will cause us to deviate from what God has called us to be, but still we want the blessings of the Lord, but we don't want to be obedient to him. Praise God. Number two, we must resist any temptation that the devil throws our way. Then the evil one will have no choice but to flee. Well, we will belong to the army of the Lord, the living God. And the Bible says, submit yourself to the Lord, resist the devil, and he'll flee. How many are resisting the enemy? Look at our times that we're living in now. Even in all of this crisis that's going on, some people are making Jesus the Christ of the crisis. But when it comes to really, as believers, we ought to be prepared for the storm before the storm comes, not preparing in the storm. You build your house on the rock, not, glory to God, on the sand. And we always over easily swayed. When we have time to spend it with the word of God and letting the word get on the inside of us, spending time in prayer, spending time in submission, spending time in obedience, because it's not enough for you to pray. Because anybody can pray and call up some words, but are you believing what you're praying? Are you believing the one that you're praying to? Are you standing on what his words say? Are you willing to deny yourself, pick up your cross, and follow him? Are you willing, glory to God, to be ridiculed and gone through whatever is necessary? Glory to God. The Bible tells us even about the disciples. They was even counted an honor to be whipped for Christ, no matter what.
even when Paul and Silas was, glory to God, doing about kingdom is on their way, and here has come the spirit of divination or whatever, and here it is, her master was mad because Paul cast that spirit out, and so they done lost their livelihood, so now they want to beat them and put them in jail. When they went to jail, they didn't go to jail and murmuring and complaining. Paul didn't tell Silas, if you hadn't cast that devil out, or if you'd either Silas telling Paul you had to cast the devil out, or if you'd wait till we got across the state lines, or if this wouldn't happen or that wouldn't happen, then we wouldn't be here. They went praying and magnifying the Lord, praying and glorifying in praises and whatever. How many of us glory out when somebody ridicule us or say something we don't like or talk about us, or we feel like you don't stole my position or this, that, and the other? What comes out of our mouth? The Bible says out of the abundance of the mouth, the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. And then people say, oh, you know my heart. And the Bible says your heart is deceitfully wicked. Who can know it? Oh, bless the Lord. We won't go over there. But anyways, it says, James 5:7 says, be patient. James urges believers to maintain an attitude of patience while suffering injustice, as believers, we must keep a spirit of patience and endurance even in the midst of cruel treatment. Oh, somebody done cut. Oh, you said patience, and you talking about enduring, and then talking about what James talked about, even walking in some joy while the trial and the testing is going on. What? Are you serious? Oh, let's read a little bit what James just said. Praise God. James 1 says, 2 really. I'm going to read something out of this. Well, I'll just read 2. My brother, count it all joy when you fall into diverse trials. 3, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience, let patience have a perfect work, that you may be complete and lacking nothing. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all literally without reproach, and will be given to him. But let him act in faith with no doubting. And that's another thing, and so forth like this. How are we going to be able to do great things and conquer and be triumphant and victorious if we don't have faith? Faith and patience work together. But also, in the meantime, and so forth like this, we can't let the enemy steal our joy and our peace, because he said the joy of the Lord the joy of the Lord is our strength. But if we are double-minded, then we tie the hand of God, and he can't move then. And then you can't afford to be, oh, look, like we're trying to have a storm here. God, let us get through this part before that rain comes. Praise the Lord. And in the midst of it all, praise God, giving wisdom. But, Lord, we got to know that we can't be double-minded on this race that we have, glory to God, to do kingdom business in the name of Jesus. If it's trials or outward circumstances, conflict, suffering, and troubles encountered by all believers, trials are not pleasant and may be extremely grievous. But believers are to consider them opportunities for rejoicing. What? To rejoice in the Lord. And to be able to suffer with, to reign with him, we have to suffer some things. And he told us many of the afflictions of the righteous, but he delivers out of them all. And some things that we go through, all of it is not no devil. And some of the glory to God is not because we were in sin. Some of the things God just wants to, he wants to get some glory. And on the other hand of that, he wants to some crucify, you want to crucify this flesh, so this flesh, glory to God, can die, so the spirit of the Lord can live. And when people see you, they'll see Christ, and they won't see your flesh in the old you and how you used to act. And what they'll see the transition of the change. And he said, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And the rest of that says, troubles or difficulties are tools which refines and purifies our faith, producing patience and endurance. The word translated, testing of your faith, occurs only here in 1 Peter 1:7. The term which means tested or approved was used for coins or whatever, however they talk about then. But we also know, even in the testing, just like it is with gold, they have to purify it, and it may come out first in black, but after they turn back around and keep firing it up and firing it up, it will turn back around and all that dross come off. Next thing you know, it's pure and gold. And even in the furnace of fire, glory to God, that's what God wants to do, this, so he can be able to use us for his glory and bless us, glory to God, to be able to be worthy of the call of whatever he's given us to do. Praise God. I got 2 things here before we go any further to read. It says, loving under God under trial. Blessed is the man that endures temptation, for when he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life which the Lord has promised to those who love him. Let no one say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God, and God cannot be tempted by evil, or glory to God himself to tempt anyone. But each one is tempted when he's drawn away from his own desires and enticed. Then when desires have conceived, it gives birth to sin, and when it's full grown, it brings forth death. There's a process there, so we have a place where my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves, glory to God, and they will repent and turn from their wicked ways, glory to God, how God can come in and can bless them. Whatever steps when sin start coming in, but even entices, whether it be the pride of life, the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, whatever, like, there are some stages. The enemy always going to try to tempt us or put something out there to try to cause us to deviate off the path, or cause us to try to submit to our flesh or whatever. But when we really love the Lord, glory to God, and really desire to please him, it's not going to be so easily just to turn back around and pre-medicate, for say, just like if you're talking about for sin or anything else, praise God, or either for, I know that word, never, we're not going to get stuck there. But anyway, you're not going to deliberately plan and so forth like this. But sin, when you really love the Lord, you want to do it. Even when you entice and whatever like this, if we pray and seek the face of the Lord, and even if you need help, somebody that can pray, that can stand on the word and going to leave it on the altar and stand with you, glory to God, for that deliverance, glory to God, that's where you go. You don't go to anybody that's going to turn back around and just condone what you're doing. Oh, yeah, sister, yeah, brother, I understand the Lord, know your heart, yeah. And what do you say about that heart? Okay, in the meantime, we got to make sure, glory to God, that we don't allow it go to that level. But when we do error, we have an advocate, Jesus Christ. And 1 John 1:9 says, if you confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And even over in James, it said the effective fervent prayer avail as much. But prior to that, confess your faults one to another that you may be healed. Amen. Okay, it says over here in Romans, the 5th chapter, therefore, having been justified, first verse, by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have access by faith into grace in which we stand and rejoice and hope in the glory of God. And not only that, but we also glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance character, and character hope. Now hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has not been poured out, has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who given to us. And how many times we look at people, they can articulate well, they preach, they got gifts, they prophesy, some prophesy, and we have some, glory to God, Lord, just blessed, and they just, oh, they're caught up in their education and glory to God, prestige, and all this, that, and the other. And where do you see the character of Jesus Christ in some of them? Some people, glory to God, be on such an anointing, you see those giftings operate. And then even after they come out of the Spirit, then you're like, that area of the area that they need some deliverance in, they haven't acknowledged it, because it comes out where we don't see the character of Jesus Christ afterwards. Sometimes your attitude, this bad disposition about you, you can't even hardly relate. Some of us have some pastors like that. We bless God for them. Bless God for the men and women of God. We ought to pray one for another. But sometimes you see some character in them like, oh, they're anointed in preaching and prophesying and seeing gifts in operation in a great. And God, they treat some part of the congregation indifferent. Or some, glory to God, they're untouchable. You know, you can't touch them. Though any of us, no matter whether we are leaders, from apostles on down to the lay people, we are supposed to be working is to have the character of Jesus Christ in the world. When they see us, they will say they will know us by the love that we have one for another. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. All of this is tiny because, like I said, I got a couple of messages tied here together, and all of it can't come out at one time. But let me see what time it is. I need your patience. Praise the Lord. Amen. It's on 7:30. Praise the Lord. It says in Don't Faint. Okay, we look at some things that it says about renew. Renew your minds. Romans 12:1-3. I beseech you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, I'm trying to talk too fast. I beseech you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, that you present yourself a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto the Lord. Then it says also, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Renew your energy, your praise to God, love, faith, and hope in you throughout the day. Praise him for his perseverance, power, and perseverance in all aspects of his will. All of this is preparation for you to get rooted and grounded, to be able to be strong in the Lord and the power of his might, to be able to get the word in you, so what comes out of you will glorify the Lord, and you can be able to minister grace to the hearer. Praise the Lord. He will not fail you or forsake you. Be strong and courageous. He is the one who is at work in us both to will and do his good pleasure. Also, restore. He restores my soul, David wrote, 23:1-2. Thanks God that he will never leave you wanting for the endurance need to finish. God's task, whatever you are lacking, he will replenish your spiritual gas tank and will fuel with the fuel needed to cross the finish line. Restore. Some become weary because they are not disciplined in their prayers life, obedient to God's word, have not really built a strong relationship with the Lord. This is daily. You can't just turn back around and eat from the table or the church when we're gathered together and on the Bible study night, whether it's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, or whatever night it might be, or either just on the night, glory to God, we have hallelujah night, or just back to Sunday and what the preacher say, what my pastor, what my favorite prophet said, or whatever. Or every once in a while we might have a prayer group, or you just hear the word maybe on the prayer line. It's got to be your own personal relationship building it. That's how you build before trials and testing and all these other things coming, coronavirus or whatever else out there, a tsunami come, a big storm come, hurricane, hailcane, whatever. We got to make sure that we are building ourselves up in our most holy faith. We got to build up ourselves in the word of God. And so that way we will have an answer for anybody that asks about the hope that lies in you. And then if you had to shake it in your boots because corona and the president and the government and the governor and the president and the president, and all you know is what the dictators are saying on the TV or whatever, bless God. Amen. That's another thing. Remember that we always need a doctor that heal our hearts, our hurts, and works for his miracles and emotional, mental, and spiritually, our doctor Jesus. Jesus said, it is not those who are healthy that need a physician, but those who are sick. Isaiah 61, he heals the brokenhearted and set the captives free. We're going to renewal now. No, reward. Consider that there is nothing that you are doing for the Lord will not be rewarded. And Paul wrote, just before we go to 1 Corinthians 15:58, what it says and stuff like this too, that Hebrews 11:1 said, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. 6 says the only thing that pleases God is faith. But he was saying for those that diligently seek him, he will reward them. Amen. Bless God. Be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Paul goes on even to say, you will reap if you faint not. Praise God. Let us be like Jesus, the one who kept his eyes on the, you know, when Jesus came here on the earth and whatever like this, he had a purpose to do what the Father called him to do, and that's to redeem us back to the Father. And all that he did, even here, no sin was in this man. Glory to God that was came in flesh, but with the Spirit of the Lord in him and through the Holy Spirit, teaching us, glory to God, that we have a helper, and if we rely on the Lord and we let the Holy Spirit lead us and get in that word, get that word in us, we can walk the straight and narrow. And if there's something that does come up, we have an advocate, and we have, glory to God, when we make a mistake, and some people premeditated. You're going to get that word later on. I don't know why we're playing tongue twister tonight, but it's late. We're going to bless the Lord, praise God. And if we would stay focused and let the Holy Spirit do the guiding, he said, grieve not him and don't override him. Boy, if we would be a force to be reckoned with. If we could do that self-examination, like you said, in a Corinth, examine yourself daily, make sure you're in the faith, stay in the word, let the word get in us, pray, seek the face of the Lord, walk in obedience, and we make a mistake, and deliberately or not deliberately, if we just leave ourselves open for repentance at all times and conviction, we'll be a force to reckon with. Boy, it won't be as heart attack like it is. We won't be seeing all this cancer and glory to God, kidney failure, and all this stuff, glory to God, that's going on with arthritis and bursitis and everything sitis and whatever it is, and glory, all this confusion and chaos and mental illness and anxiety attacks and glory to God, sugar diabetes, and glory to God, blood clots, and glory to God, things that are just bizarre. There's some things they don't even have a name for. Even this spirit that comes in, eat up the flesh, glory to God, a flesh-eating bacteria. Everything that the enemy would set up and turn back around and try to, God already took that on the cross with, before the cross, when he turned back around and got whipped for all our stripes. He was whipped for every sickness and disease and everything. Then on the cross, it was done. It was finished and so forth. And so he said it was already finished. And he told us, glory to God, his word, by his stripes we were healed. Healing is in his wings. He said his word to heal. But the thief, John 10:10, said he came to steal, kill, and destroy. And when the enemy plants the seed or when he attacks the body or do whatever, then that's when he comes. We have to have that power to bind, to loose, and curse, and counsel. And even when we're praying and interceding, first of all, seeking God first, even before we call anybody, our wonderful prayer partner or our prophet or our pastor, glory to God, some people can't even pray for themselves, but I got to call pastor. I got to call the prophet. I got to call my prayer partner. Where is your relationship? You seek first God and find out what he's saying as he put people on your heart or even that unction there to go out to touch and agree, then so be it. Glory to God, but always put him first. And so the enemy likes to cause us, glory to God, to get caught up in looking by sight and not by faith. And everything that the world goes through don't mean that we have to go through, but there are some things we do have to go through in the meantime, but we got to have that power and that faith, glory to God, and that trust in the Lord no matter what going on. I'm not going to be faint-hearted. I'm not going to have these panic attacks. And some things, glory to God, don't, you know that saying they used to have on, I forgot what slogan for a long time ago, it was said, don't panic, it's just a test. Don't panic, it's just a test. And even glory to God, even when we see on the TV come across the screen, it's just a test. It's testing. Some things, glory to God, even in us, we have to go through our tests. And some testing, glory to God, the testing is not from the devil. It's God have to test us, glory to God. Just like cars or glory to God, appliances, anything else got to be tested before they go out on the out for the consumers to purchase or to use and whatever. Even though we know there's some flaws there, here and there, but it has to go through that process. In between, human hands do touch with machines, and sometimes things go wrong, but the process is what I'm saying. And so even that, God has to know, glory to God, even in that testing, that we're transitioning from flesh over into to yield to the spirit to let the new man rise up in us, because whatever man you feed, that's the one going to rule that house. If you feed more your flesh and you don't have time to read the word or get in the word, but every once in a while eating like potato chips and hot dogs, and whatever like this, but the people that eating filet mignon and having a full-course meal with the Lord and having that time, glory to God, those are ones that are going to get stronger in the Lord. Those are ones going to be like that tree planted by the rivers of water shall not be moved. Those are ones that are going to be able to run with the horsemen. Those are ones that are going to be able, no matter what the enemy is saying, to be like Jesus in the wilderness when he was tempted of the devil and led out there by the Spirit of the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Everything came up that the enemy tried to do in temptation. He said it's written. But what are you gonna be? How you gonna be talking about is written, and you don't get it in your spirit. Some people got the word, glory to God, running the streets right now, and they never been saved, but they don't love to read the Bible, this, that, and the other, so they can challenge you, and they can get it in their intellect. No matter how much you get in your intellect, there's no power there. The power got to be in your spirit, man. When you get that word in your spirit, if you don't know the 10 scriptures and the power and authority, you know, glory to God, to walk like David did with Goliath. Glory to God, hallelujah. He believed in his God and the power that it was. He didn't look at how big that giant was. He looked at how big his God was. He just came through a testing with a lion and a bear, and that's not even natural. And he was a boy to fight a lion and to kill a bear. And glory to God, now you're going to talk about this uncircumcised Philistine. Glory to God, and you want to call my God. You learn that about shot. How many times we don't let the bills, glory to God, that little giant of the bills, your debt, how many times you caused my husband walking? Some people don't make their husband and their wives and their children their God. So when things go left, glory to God, they can't function. They just were so, glory to God, walking so intelligent and so wise and so happy. But Lord, let that thing happen. It breaks down. Some, glory to God, their money. The money going out the back. Now, I done lost this house. We had the house on the hill, or glory to God, even some don't even have to have it on the hill. Just lost the house. And we done lost the nine. glory to God, through the storms of life and things that go on in life. And certain things, glory to God, go on. We know that the enemy don't care nothing about us. He came to steal, kill, and destroy. But God came to give us life and life more abundantly. But when testing and trials come, glory to God, whose report do you believe? How many are standing, glory to God, without being faint-hearted? Oh, my God, my God, my God. I got a few more things to get in here. I'm kind of going over there, but it's still tying in with this. Let us glory to God. The Bible says where your treasure is where your heart is. Now, you know that comes right back. Well, what was just being said? Praise the Lord. Where your treasure is, that's where your heart is. And some, glory to God, is in my education. Some of the glory to God, my prestige. I got a big church. How many of you got? It's 500 an hour. It's 10,000 an hour. It's 15,000 over here. And this, that, and the other. Oh, dude, where do y'all go? What do you do? Oh, you're dressing here. Glory to God. Oh, you're tickling. Oh, glory to God. This one, glory to God, we call from him because we know he can draw some money, or she can draw some money. And then other ones that prophesy and prophesy and whatever else, and the very $100 that you was hiding in the back of your wallet someplace, and the church had a need and whatever like this, was you holding on to that, and some prophet come through the land and may not even been of the Lord, and may even can find that $100 in your pocket, all of a sudden you get it, and you waiting, and some guy paid you to light bill. People have done some foolish things. And turn back around, you're going to get it back on Monday. Just go to the mailbox. Or just go to the box and go to the box. Yeah, you go to the box and you'll be cornered. You and your box are going to be determined. That box you live in, glory to God, after a while, you wonder why. Oh, the light's off. Or turn back around, you done gave your mortgage payment. You got to run around here and get this money from that person, gather some money from this person. But the prophet told you just to wait in 7 days. Now, we know that we got some true prophets. Sometimes God will give some things that, glory to God, seem a little bizarre. And he'll use the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. But if you got somebody that's their MO all the time, and you don't be able to listen to the voice of God to know whether you get up out of your seat and call your best friend, your best prayer partner, this, that, and the other, and the prophet got up and put, well, if whatever God told them, that don't mean glory to God, he told you to do that. And then when you lose out, or you turn back around and doing something, keep putting money into somebody that is like, is just dropping glory to God like holes in their pockets. And they turn back around and rope themselves into your budget. They come over here to get the detergent from this sister, and they go over there and get the money from gas from that brother, and we go over there and get this every month or every other month and whatever. And you hadn't recognized something wrong with this picture? Oh, praise God. And then when you see them out shopping, then you're mad. Okay, let's get off of that. Praise the Lord. It says, Matthew 6:33 says, seek the kingdom of the Lord and all his righteousness and everything else will be added. Oh, I got so excited. Let me look at the time. Praise God. Oh, okay, I got some time. It's a readjust, and the readjust now. Any general knows, you're saying just using for the army and the Lord to say, I mean, not in the Lord, just in general. Say, any general knows that war requires constant improvision, adjustment, rearrangement in order to defeat the enemy. We can't be so rigid. This is how God used me. This is how I'm always was. This is how, you know, this is all when I get a little tingle in my big toe, then I know it's time for me to go to do such and such. If I get a little feeling in my hands, I know it's time to lay hands. If I get this right here and something, we need to not get so caught up, the little quirks and this little thing, this, that. He said the king heart is in his hands, he can turn it like a river. We ought to be to a place in God as believers, like he told Elijah, that still small voice. It wasn't in the fire, wasn't in the wind or whatever, that still small voice. And sometimes we need to be still and know that I'm God. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. There are some things God will give you a strategy. You might be used to doing this way, but God will give you a strategy. Even in the natural man, sometimes we can take a route on the road and all of a sudden, glory to God, you know, you're not going to go that route no more. Some people, you know, they change their route constantly because, you know, just considering the fact that somebody caught them where they are that might be following them or this, that, and the other, or just in life in general itself. But sometimes you get that little unction to turn this way or turn, and we go, and sometimes people are overriding and don't do it, and it's like incident up the road, or accident, or something happened, and it took them to deviate off the path so long and they don't got back in home in time, this, that, and the other. It's, you know, but being led by the Spirit and being able to flow. If he give you the long route to go in life in something, a particular thing or that particular natural thing, then be able to know his voice. And know, if he says stop right in the middle of washing clothes and call Lena or call Johnny or call Krisha, Akisha, whoever it could be, call. Be obedient. Last time I saw Christian, she was this old. She was shouting and praising the Lord. She might have been praising the Lord, trying to fight through some things. Oh, you might have time I talked with Johnny Man. Glory to God, he was doing this, that, and the other. And we don't know what's happened from that hour, that day to the next. If God say call or do whatever, then we hear something. You know what? She was on my heart. And they were talking about she could attempt suicide. Oh, it was in my heart to turn back around. And now, all of a sudden, and so forth like this, she done decided, he done decided to do something crazy. And it was on my heart for a couple of days. All right, being obedient and submitting to the Lord, being a readjusting to things in life. It could be all kinds of things that want us to change even and be consistent in. But then we might need some improvement in, might be need some adjustment in, might need some rearrangements in. Just be able to flow with the Spirit of the Lord. Defeat the enemy. Let us be humble enough to admit that we constantly need to adjust in order to remain relevant, effective, and adaptive to the best possible servant for Jesus Christ. I may just happen that we overreach tonight concerning readjustment, and then we have reproof. Just admit that this on the that does it for whatever reason on that tablet. And then we being a runner, and then we have times where we have to be resilient and reconsider rest and defiance. We're not going to go over all that, but I'm going to hit on a couple of things real quick and do a couple of scriptures, and the rest of this is going to have to be used for another time. Praise God. Occasionally we need to make corrections in order to endure the long marathon of Christianity. This race is not for a sprinter. We do have a lot of them, and whatever else in the race, the main thing is we need to be marathon runners. This is for the long haul. Life or for this race or for this journey, let us be willing to make the necessary adjustments, whether we need to repent, apologies, forgiveness, or walking in humility or whatever. Adjustment in our lifestyles in order that we can do what it takes to get beyond the weary in well-doing. Rest spiritually, physically. Spend more time alone with God in personal devotion. Listen, meditate, obey his command. Let me see if I ain't lost y'all. Oh, Jesus. No, we still have some here. Remove. There are certain habits, sins, or people that may be draining you. Glory to God, are pulling you down. It may be necessary to remove these weights that inhabit or inherit or hinder us from running the race that is God has called and set before us to complete. Hebrews wrote, lay aside every weight and sin that so easily beset us and run with patience the race that is set before us. God's runners do not do whatever it takes to shed off pounds, possibly. So, and we're talking about spiritually, but we can be, if we need to do it naturally too, but to set off pounds, because sometimes some people in our lives might necessarily be that sin, but it can be weights, it can be circumstances and things around us and whatever like this. We need to change so we can be light for the flight of doing whatever God wants. And praise God. Like I said, the other things on the reconsider, rest, and defiance. So I'm going to share a couple of other little scriptures, and then we're going to let you all go. I'm trying to remember that I read to you all, God resists the proud, in James, glory to God, 4:6. Those who submit to divine wisdom will receive the necessary grace from God to put into practice the kind of life, glory to God, that he wants us to walk in. Glory to God. Amen. Let's see. Something else I want to give you all before. 1 Peter 4:12, think it not strange concerning the fiery trials which is to try you as though some strange thing happened to you. We are living in a perplexed and challenging time. Instead of us setting a pattern to the world, they are setting a pattern for us, and that ought not be so. Faith does not exempt us from trouble. You will never know that you have faith and how strong your faith is until you go through some things. And faith is used to even improving, glory to God, us, proving us as we go through the fiery furnace of affliction and adversity. People know you have faith and maintain your integrity while you are persevering. Praise the Lord. Amen. And the thing about it, one of the servants, I don't know if it was a disciple, I'm trying to remember, that said, it might have been David, I don't know, that said that he was glad to be able to go through the furnace of affliction. And one thing about even with Gideon, if we look at one of the servants, couple of the servants, just think about even Gideon. When he first was called by the Lord, O man of valor, he was behind a wine press, skittish and fearful, and say, I'm the least in my father's house. And what did God say? He had told him, so forth, you man of valor, and so forth like this. And then he turned back around. When he did got his faith, he turned back around and started fleecing the Lord. And then after he finished fleecing the Lord and was submit to obey the Lord, then he went into battle with 32,000. And they had many more, glory to God, that was against them. But 32,000 still yet was at least enough warriors to at least start the battle, regardless of how many double, triple times the other ones with him. But God scaled it all the way down to 300. Praise the Lord. In the meantime, he got it to a 300, and the battle was won for God to get glory out of it. No matter how big the situation looked, I mean how big the situation was, God can use a small thing or people or whatever, glory to God, to do great things. The same thing with David and Goliath. We know, glory to God, even Paul said, the affliction, he called his affliction light. And he said light affliction when Paul went through being stoned, being left for dead, he was shipwrecked, he was in prison, glory to God, all the various things, but my light affliction is just for a moment. Being having that kind of faith and assurance and power to walk in knowing who his God is, like the other servants too, is just to be able to stand. We look at Elijah, and so we did great work on Mount Carmel. Oh, glory to God, the 450 prophets that God had turned back around and caused Elijah, and that was in 1 Kings 18:16-45. We said the work that Elijah did on Mount Carmel and challenged the 450 prophets and of Baal, and it was in a contest, and then he said on the altar, and then after everything that was done, the 450 prophets, what glory to God, was annihilated. After that, here comes Jezebel telling him about he was gonna kill up all the prophets. Look at, he done killed up all the 450 prophets by the power of God, and you're gonna run. But sometimes in life, things, glory to God, will happen. You'll do great exploits, and here comes the enemy challenge you with some things, and then for some reason, how we soon forget of all the power and anointing and authority we just walked in. But nevertheless, he's gonna run and hide in the cave. He's the last one. And God said, I have 7,000 that haven't bowed down to Baal. And then, glory to God, as time progressed, glory to God, he was telling him, he's not in the fire, he's not in the wind, a still small voice. God has a way, glory to God, to do great and mighty things. He knows how to raise us back up even when we're going through some things. Even, glory to God, when situations occur and you are saying, I don't want to go this direction because I'm fearful, God will turn back around and work it out and for the good, allow you to go this direction, he'll turn it right back around and bring it back. Glory to God for wherever he path he wants to set you on. Just like even with Joseph, when Herod was on the scene and killing up all the babies and whatever like this, and he had told him to take Mary and the baby. Forgot exactly where they told him to go. But anyway, they were saying, they didn't want to go there, so they said, can we go over? So they went over in Egypt. God turned back around when Herod was there. You know how to defeat your enemies. Then it was released to go back. Oh, glory to God, to where he was started out. So no matter what, God got a plan in our lives, no matter what goes on. And even when the enemy turns back around and try to challenge us about different various things in life, God got a plan to turn it around, even in all the different things we go through. Just look at Joseph's life, all the things that Joseph went through from being from his father, making him a coat of many colors, separating him, making a difference because the woman that he really loved had the first child because her womb was shut up for so long. So that baby, glory to God, when it came through, glory to God, his Rachel, then he segregated them. He had separated them and showed so much favor. Then the brothers, they're going to get all jealous and this, that, and the other. And then he's talking all about it, bragging about his dreams, this, that, and the other. So he was thrown in the pit. But God had a plan, but sometimes we don't know what the plan is, you know, even that. But anyway, with all of that, he went to the pit. He was thrown in the pit. He was sold. Then in slavery. Then he was turned back around. He had favor. Go right in part of his house. Everywhere he went, everything where he went through, God still gave him favor. Favor with the jailer. Favor. Glory to God. He turned back around. The woman, part of his wife turned back around and wanna turn back around and seduce him and lay with him because she mad. She tore his coat and whatever. Like he ran out of it. Some men would just laid up and got and said, you know, hey, no big deal. You know, do what you gotta do. But anyway, he refused. And all through, God still gave him favor. And at the end of the day, he was raised up to go in glory to God before the Pharaoh and told the dream, glory to God, interpreted, and came second in command to save his family and all those that are around in the name of Jesus. We never know what it is. Even with Paul and Silas, when they went to jail, it was a purpose because it's the jailer and all his God worked a miracle in that. We're not going to go through the details, but it was a purpose because the jailer and his family were saved and filled with the Spirit of the Lord. It's so many different other scenarios in the Word of God, and even with challenges, when fear came, and then God canceled the fear, when the people, glory to God, got in the Spirit, and fear was canceled, and walking in obedience to that, and God giving mercy and giving another opportunity. We can go with Jonah, so many others, but we're going to thank the Lord for stopping right here and giving God glory, glory to God for what he's already done and what he's doing, and glory to God, having faith to know we don't have to be faint-hearted. Glory to God. We have the power of the Holy Spirit, and he said, in him we live and move and have our being. Greater is he on the inside of us than he that's after us. We got to speak truth, speak the word. We got to come out from among them, come out from among you, touch that unclean thing, and he'll receive us. We can't turn back around and tamper over into darkness and other things that are in the world and then want to come back and want God to bless your mess or whatever. Or all you think you do is when you get in a challenge, you want the Christ of the Christ and you want him to move. And then when it's over with, God, see you later, JC. You know, I'll catch you next time when the whatever. So many of them are getting caught up on Hollywood Boulevard in the name of Jesus. He done told us we can't serve no two masters. Glory to God, we're going to love one and hate the other. Praise the Lord. And he said, come all you that are labored and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke and learn of me, for I am gentle and lowly, glory in heart, and you will find rest in your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Praise the Lord. And that is, glory to God, Matthew 11:28-30. 2 Corinthians 12:9. But he shall, Jesus, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in you. Sometimes, glory to God, when we want something to move, we have to wait on the Lord and wait for him to move. Praise the Lord. And Isaiah 41:10, fear not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. Yea, I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. James 1:6 said, but let them ask in faith, who without doubting, for one who doubts is like a wave of the sea that is driven and tossed by the wind. Hebrews 11, we already went through that. 2 Timothy 3:16, all scriptures is breaded out of God. Glory to God in the name of Jesus. And probably we're not going through all of the, on that, but praise God. I just want you to continue to be encouraged and know that we have power through the Holy Spirit, but it's got to be with our mindset not to deviate off the path, to be strong in the Lord by having the whole armor on, being obedient to him, know that testing and trials will come, and what I might have learned through this, what is going on, or why this may be happening. We can talk to the Lord and let him give us direction. And some things we may not answer. We just might have to just stand in faith and know, glory to God, that you got a way of working things for the good, whatever the reason is or whatever took place, glory to God, that I'll not allow this right here to cause me to be separated from your love or your presence or whatever is necessary. So we just thank God, glory to God, for all that he's done and doing. And he's a mighty God, and he's worthy of every praise. And I just pray that you continue to hold fast and keep on your confidence in the Lord with expectation and with hope, glory to God. And don't be passive. Don't be, glory to God, reluctant about identifying who you are as a believer. And be persistent, persevere, glory to God, be that overcomer, triumphant, and victorious in Christ Jesus. Be strong in the Lord. Make sure you have the whole armor of God on and walk in his peace, walk in his love. And then sometimes we do have to step down and walk in humility and not, glory to God, because James even talks about the wrath of man does not the work like the righteousness of God. Sometimes we retaliate, and then we will think, I can lay my Holy Ghost down. The time you lay it down might be the time you strike. It might be the time you be your time for the exit out of here. So we better be careful about a lot of things we allow to come out of our mouth. He says power in the power of life and death is in the tongue and so forth. Speak life. And then he says, so is a man speaketh in his heart, so is he. And so get rid of this fearfulness, this fretfulness, anxiety attack. Find the word and its promises and whatever is in the word that God says, stand on that, persist and pursue on that, speak to this mountain until it be displaced by faith. No matter how many times the voice try to come and tell you otherwise, you bind that up, take authority. When you got to get in agreement with somebody to pray with you, then do so. Glory to God. With somebody that's standing strong and standing firm on what God's word says, not feelings, emotions, and glory to God, just want to be your friend. But in the meantime, we love you, we glorify you, and we magnify God, and he is worthy of the praise. Father, we thank you tonight for the word. Thank you for the anointing. Thank you for the peace. Thank you for the joy. Thank you for the promises of the Lord. Thank you that who you are, and help us to remember who we are and whose we are, glory to God, to walk in the power and the authority that you've given us. God, we thank you, Lord God, to walk in forgiveness, because that's going to be a key even when Jesus came, glory to God, and even how the Lord Jesus in the word of God says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. God, the love, the things that God Jesus went through on our behalf, offers the forgiveness for the love in spite of while we were yet sinners, he died for the ungodly. Help us, glory to God, to let God transform us into who he wants us, the image of Christ, and especially at this time when we can spend time with him and glorify him and allow him to change and rearrange and give us a spiritual license to cleanse some things out of us so we can walk with the light. So when all of this is over, on the other side of this, people really know who the anointed vessels are. There won't be no perpetrating and it won't be no masquerading. In the name of Jesus, we pray. God, we thank you. We give you glory and praise. Pray that something been said that from the preacher on down, the speaking on down to whoever is listening, that God, you are blessed and help us, God. And we're kind of get out of this giving each one a grade and who did this and how they did it and whatever. God, everyone got a different mission and a different assignment, just like when the forerunner to Jesus, his only mission was to go out, glory to God, and repent. The kingdom of God is at hand, and glory to, and wanted them to be baptized, and glory to God. So we just got to be able to do what God called us to do, leave it in God's hand, keep our ears open to the Spirit of the Lord, not deviate off the path and not be, glory to God, moving around like a chameleon, changing what this one say, what that one say, how it feels. Have your own identity in Christ Jesus so you won't be faint-hearted, but you'll be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen. Praise God. I'm opening the lines now. Praise the Lord. For those that are on, praise the Lord. I don't know if we lost some that may have gone on, off, or whatever, but those that are on, you have the opportunity to have your comments, or and then before it's over, if you desire to have a prayer request before it's afterwards, and so we'll take it. Well, we will be on Monday night, glory to God, for prayer, and we believe in the Lord for a move of God as we pray, not only for this COVID, but just so many things that are going on in life prior to all of this that we'll be praying for and believing God for all the things that, glory to God, been listed for the last 4 years that we've been praying for. This is our month of 4 years, and God's been blessing. Thank God for these powerful prayer warriors that pray, and they pray without ceasing the word and the anointing. Our speaker for second Sunday of May will be none other than Pastor Betty Pugh out of Columbia, South Carolina, and the other speaker will be Prophetess Alicia Noom out of Tulsa. Well, she's not in Tulsa now. She's in Arkansas to be our fourth-month speaker, fourth Sunday speaker. Praise God. At this time now, the lines are open, so anyone that desire to have any response tonight, praise God, or something that's on their heart, we have space tonight that will be given to you.
All the lines are open. God, glory is Carmelita. I just wanted to say that it was an awesome word. I took some notes as much as I can. I know that God just fools you up with so much word, and you give it to us as he gives it to you. So I thank you so much for the word tonight, and thank you for the opportunity. Got on a few minutes late, but got majority of the word, and just continue to thank God for divine connection, as for the intercession that's on Mondays, but also for hearing you being the leader of the ministry to hear the word tonight. So thank you for your obedience to step in, speak the word, give it to us. My old pastor used to say, we have to just learn, take the meat that was for us and spit out the bones. So whatever in the word, I pray, as well as myself, as others, took out the meat that they needed tonight. And thank you for the scriptures to be able to go back and reference ourselves. May not have caught all of them, but thank you for the ones that I did so that I can go and study the word and just continue to just seek his face in the season, in this hour, to continue just to learn of him. So thank you of the word for tonight.
Thank you. Praise God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Can you hear
me? You have a great song with somebody coming on this afternoon. Go ahead.
Praise the Lord. Minister BJ, I had to get on my cell phone again, of course. But I thank and praise God for the good word that I heard on tonight. Thank and praise God for the prayer and the scripture that was read by Sister McCormick. Praise God. And I enjoyed that word, don't be weary in well-doing. Praise God, because you'll reap if you faint not. So, you know, in life, I thank and praise God in all of those scriptures. And I began to write some things down as you began to share all that good word. But in order to not faint, because of you gave us numerous scriptures, I said you better have a word of God on the inside of you. And it's a reason to always continue to study the word of God, praise God, and allow it to dwell on the inside of you, praise God, because that's what it's going to take, praise God, to keep from fainting. And I began to think, even in the natural, praise God, if you faint, that means there's something going on with you in the natural, praise God. And you either didn't have enough water, maybe you didn't eat before you got ready to go do your workout. And so that means that you got to build yourself up. And how do you build yourself up? And I'm saying in your most holy faith, praise God. And you, that's a relationship with the Lord. That means you spend time with him, not just praying on Sunday or praying because it was on a prayer line, but pray other times. You got to always be ready to pray, praise God, and have a prayer in your spirit. So I thank and praise God, and you're not going to be able to, you won't faint if you stay, get your proper, and I put down, get your proper nutrition. And what is the nutrition, praise God? What did he say in Matthew? Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. So we need to eat the word. Hallelujah. We need to get the word down on the inside. Hallelujah. Because that's what this is a spiritual, I'll say a spiritual race that we in. So in order to endure, praise God, we've got to have God in us. Just like the scripture said, let this mind that is in Christ be also in us. Praise God. We got to have the word of God on the inside. We got to spend time talking to the Lord. Praise God. And I thank and praise God, even encouraging another as we get on the prayer line and interceding for one another. So there's been so much. I always like to get listen to what is being said and at the same time take notes and see what the Spirit is saying to me. So I thank and praise God for all that you said. And I put down also a little note that says you will faint too if you're not consistent in your relationship or your walk with God, if you're not consistent in studying the word of God, if you're not consistent in your prayer life, you can wind up fainting. You won't have the appropriate nutrition that you need to endure, hallelujah, till the end. Paul said, I fought the good fight of faith, praise God. So we thank and praise God for what I've heard on tonight, and I thank and praise God for that good word. You had plenty of it, and you also talked about there's going to be some tests and some trials along this walk, praise God, along this journey. And those tests and trials if you don't have the proper nutrition on the inside, you're going to faint. Hello, somebody, when the trials come, because they'll take you out of the race. But I could keep on. I can keep on, but I hear some talking, so I guess that means my time is up. But God bless
Praise
you.
God.
Thank you for that word. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Pastor BJ, glory be to God for that word. Thank Lord for using you tonight, because this is no time for fainting. This is no time for you to stagger around with the word. This is time, praying time. So I thank the Lord for using you to bring in that word tonight, because we all need to stand on that word, prayer. And I thank God for using you. I enjoy
thank
the word.
Thank you. Praise God. Thank you. Bless us.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, Sister Hoba. I just thank God for the word. I thank God for the scripture that I read. When I went back over to the other side, I was telling you I was reading the other one, where it said, let us grow weary and do good. In due season, we will reap if we do not give up. So I thank God for you, because you are a person that always encourages us. The prayer warrior, or anyone else, you always encourage to not give up, to get in that word. I know you probably do everybody else too, but I'm just talking on my behalf, that you always encourage us to don't give up. And as you were saying, there was something that I was writing down that said, we don't think about what Jesus went through. And a lot of times we don't think about how he went through, how he took those scars, and I writ some down where it said Jesus had scars that remember us, that he never let go. He didn't never let go. And the scars that he had, he could have just gave up. And if he would have gave up, we all would have been done. We would just been done. But he didn't give up. He never let go. And whenever he was in, whenever he was small, how he used to walk around, you know, how he was going to these different little doctors, you know, going to different little places to get teachers, and with his mom and his mother and father would ask where he was at, and he would always say, I'm about my father's business. And so that's just the way we should be today. We should be about our father's business, to be able to stand in this word and get in this word, and to not just get in the word when it's prayer line, but just every little chance we can get to get in that word. And you also would say something about the test. It's just a test, and it is. It's just a test. But we have to realize that we got to keep trying to pass. We got to pass this test, because if we don't pass it, we're gonna keep going over till we pass the test. And on the last, I'm gonna say this on the last of it. He said, "Be strong in the Lord," and that's what he wants us to be. Be strong in the Lord, in the power of his might. Put on that whole armor of God. And I praise God for you. Amen.
God, you keep quiet in the back. And so let me make this comment. I appreciate all the accolades. But someone is doing something in the background. If you were busy doing something in the background in your home, would you kindly, or in the car, would you kindly mute your phone? I have all the lines open, but if you are busy, you need to mute your phone so it don't interfere with whoever is speaking at the time. So would you do that courtesy, please? I appreciate it. All right, and if you left the phone, that is not good. Praise the Lord. But anyway, we're going to continue. Praise the Lord. I do thank the Lord for all the encouragement. I don't take it lightly.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, Minister BJ. Praise God.
Yes, praise God.
I just wanted to say I thank God for listening tonight. I was on here listening to you and Mother. And I wanted to say that on this past week, I spoke with for the prayer warriors. And I thank God for them just asking me to speak. I was a little off, and they told me I was about a week off with the lesson. But nonetheless, it was in the book of Esther, and I was speaking about how Haman, he had tried a plot to kill Mordecai. And the lesson was very good. They told me I did very good. And I thank God for that. But the main point that I wanted to bring out was that he had put those gallows there for Mordecai. And the king said, let him be hung thereon. And I praise God, because as the minister was saying, you know, that you know, go around comes around. That was such a topic. So as I was thinking about it, and I was saying to myself, I've been through so much, and I'm going through so much like we all are going through. But when God began to turn that thing around, so I was thinking on that and meditating on that this week, and just asking you all to continue to pray for my family. Miss Dickerson, I wanted to tell you, I called her, and she told me that she didn't have the corona. They had tested her, and it was negative, but they don't know what's wrong with her. So please continue to pray for her as well. And I just wanted to say, I know y'all are praying, but pray for as they open up these states, because I heard a woman say yesterday, her husband just went to get a haircut, and when he got the haircut, a day later, he passed away. So I said to myself, I think they open up the states too quick, but just pray for them, pray for my family, that we all be safe, and pray for my neighborhood, because I'm really going through over here. But I do thank God for just going forward this week. Thank y'all.
Thank you. Well, bless the Lord. We'll be keeping on these things. We're going to the praise report with the lady that we're praying for. All right, who's next?
God bless everybody. This is awesome. Please excuse me. I'll tell you, I felt like a baby and you was feeding me. I was sitting in a high chair and you was feeding me, and I was eating grits and cheese, and you was feeding me, and you was feeding me, and I got so full, and sometimes I had to turn my head so I could digest that food. It was coming quick, and as you was speaking, I mean, it just went straight to my spirit, and I'm like, wow, it was so rich and so thick. It was the collard greens, the ham, the macaroni and cheese, but it was a lot of food, and it was awesome. Sometimes I had to turn my head now because it was so much at so quickly, but I just enjoyed every word that God had.
Thank you,
I'm telling you, and I thank God for this prayer line. I thank God. Yes, amen. Amen.
Bless the Lord. Thank you, my brother. Thank God.
Pastor, this is Pastor Bird. I got in on the end. I went off to sleep, and I'm so sorry that I just got in on the end. But I'm gonna get with you and get some of that meat. So I apologize. I went to sleep and slept through it.
Well, praise God. We can always go back to www.blogtalk Divine Connection, you know, so we can play it again. Praise the Lord. Amen. But we will be back in touch. Well, thank you so much. Yes. Anyone else? Because I'm like silent. What else? Okay. Got any remarks from you? Hello?
Pastor BK?
Yes. Pastor Kim?
Yes. I wanted to say thank you so much, because I agree with everybody that's on the line. It was a lot of word, and all of it was good. And what Satan meant for bad, God can turn it around for good. How big is your God? This is what I heard.
Amen.
And then the last big point, I have a lot of them, but this one is saying, I'm standing on the word. And that's what we have to do. We have to stand on the word. That's the way we become blessed. So much of what you said, I've been reading this week. And if you don't mind, it's just a short paragraph. It says, was talking about enriching your life and your body. It says, body, I speak the word of faith to you. I demand that every organ perform a perfect work. For you are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Therefore, I charge you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the authority of his holy word to be healed and made whole in Jesus' name. Now, that's some of what I heard you say, that you have the authority to command your body, but you just can't give in and just say, well, I'm sick and out of it. No, stand on his word and believe what his word said.
Right.
It was a whole lot of messages in your sermon here tonight, and we thank you. We appreciate
you,
and we ask the Lord to help you to go forward and do and be able in the flesh and in your spirit to do many, many more great messages like this for our souls.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Bless the Lord.
God bless you.
Okay. Praise the Lord. Thank you.
Well, of course, I got on the phone a little late. Praise God, it's Melisha. Hey, Mom.
Yeah.
I got on the phone a little bit late, but boy, I said I got on the phone a little bit late, but boy, did I get a lot. As everyone has said, it was a lot of words to take in. I think I was like the brother for a minute. I had to like, wait a minute, hold on, let me digest a little bit of this. Let me get it in. But for me, it's not exactly what you said, but it was talking about David and the lion and the bear and then the Goliath. And I was just thinking, if God can help you slay the lion, the tiger, and the bear, then surely he got you during this corona, during this time of being locked down, during this time of, you know, all the different things that we're having to go through and other people going throughout this, that God is with us regardless. And as the other sister was saying, what word are you going to believe? What word are you going to stand on? So I just thank and praise you for, I mean, we had talked earlier and you were saying, okay, it was a lot and you were going to have to try to figure it out. But I tell you, I think we all was able to get something out of that. And I thank God for it, for you just taking the time and just spending that time in with the Lord to be able to feed the people, especially with what we're going through, and for us to be able to take it in. So I thank you for your diligence and your time, and I'm praying for all of us that we continue to put that time in with the Lord as well. Even after you had your fish fries, still come back and deliver like that. I'm like, good God.
I'm telling you.
So I just want to thank you and everyone that's on the line for their support.
I praise God. Thank you so much, daughter. I love you, my dear. Firstborn. Praise God. Go ahead. Okay, if anyone, if no one else is, then we'll get ready
praise
to close.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise
Him. It was a lot of word. A lot of word. I'm listening and I was sitting here, lying here, actually. Listen to what everybody else said. I was trying to piece something together because it was so much word. But the scripture still rings with me. Let us not be weary in well doing, that we shall reap if we faint not. And as Alisa was saying earlier, there's so much going on, especially with this coronavirus. It's in the beginning, we was hearing about it, and we was like, oh, my God, what is going on now? And, of course, we began to pray and cry out to God. And Lord, move for us, because they don't know what it is and we can't tell what it is, and it's like a silent killer. You can't see it. You don't realize you got it until it got you. And a lot of folks was dying. We're hearing people dying by great, great numbers, people getting sick and falling, and even those that are recovering from it, they're going through so much. So as time go on, and then they put us on lockdown, and we're in our homes and we're praying and not able to work, some of us, and there's still so much limitations, and it brings back the times when you think about the Israelites in Egypt. But we're seeing it today, and we know what God's word is saying, especially those of us that are in the word and praying and believing and trusting God. And we're praying and we're praying and we're praying, and we can't see what's going on. We just hear that there are some changes, but we still got these great numbers where people are dying and people are falling sick, and then the world is on lockdown. So you say, Lord, where are you? Where are you? You know, because the enemy has a way of attacking your thoughts and your mind, especially when you're in for God and you really trust and believe in God. He wants to bring about doubt. He wants to bring about, well, you sure? You sure you praying? You sure? You sure? You sure God hearing you? You sure this is not it? But what I'm feeling and what I'm sensing, when he said, be ye not weary in well doing, now is the time, because we're shed in, because we're disconnected, let me put it that way, from people. Because, you know, the Bible said we are our brothers. We are our brother's keeper. And we as humans, we have to reach out and touch. We have to be able to associate with others face to face. And even now with a mask on, you don't see smiles. You can't tell what's going on from the nose down, where the expressions of love is without saying a word. So here we are now in this situation. And it's easy to become weary. It's easy to become tired. It's easy to become
faint of heart, not giving up, but just getting, oh, my God, how much more? And if you be honest with yourself, you've asked God this before the coronavirus has come from changes that we've just gone through in everyday life.
Uh-huh.
So now God is sending a word to strengthen up. You said put on the whole armor. For us to put on the whole armor of God and stand. And we can't do nothing else but stand.
Amen.
But tonight I say thank you for the word. It was
bless
a lot of words,
word.
Sister, but I thank you for the word. Couldn't digest it all. I was saying, my God, she's putting it out so fast. So I'm going to go for what I know, Holy Spirit. But I thank you because as the sister said earlier, we eat the meat that's for us and spit out the bones.
Mm-hmm.
So I say to each one of us, let us not get weary in well-doing. For we will reap, and this too shall pass. We will reap if we faint not. We just got to continue to trust and believe. This is like them footprints in the sand.
Hallelujah.
When I don't see the two steps, he's carrying me. So that God be the glory. I enjoyed it. I hadn't been on in a while, but I thoroughly enjoyed it. God bless each of us.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord. We thank you, Pastor Betty. We look forward to the next 2 weeks hearing you as the Lord bless the water to come out of that reservoir. Bless the Lord anymore. Amen. And we're going to get ready to close. If not, praise God. I didn't know what we had another guest on that wanted to say something before. But if not, we're going to get ready to close. Got another couple of seconds. I'm going to give a couple of seconds, but you got a minute or two. No one else? Okay. Father, we do thank you tonight. I do appreciate, glory to God, all that was said. But most of all, we want you to get glory and honor at that word, glory to God, whether we're speaking it or receiving it, God, that we will live by it. And God, we thank you for your mercy, renewed mercies every morning, the grace. God, even thank you for keeping us. God, even for everyday life, for food, clothing, and shelter. We would ever thought solitude would be such a great essential. We got to be able to be thankful for everything. And you said give thanks in all things. Thank you for being your people. Thank you for the word tonight. We thank you, Lord God, that it will work in all of us. God, we thank you, Lord God, for your blessings, your protection, your shield, your blood covering. And God, help us to strap our armor down even more so, put it in everything intact while we're going through this challenge. Just let us check it daily. And I pray, God, that we continue to walk in love, walk in agape, walk in forgiveness, and keep growing to God in the place where we always stand humble before you. And let us never think more highly of ourselves than we ought to. We thank you again, Gloria, for the prayer warriors all around the globe and even for this divine connection prayer line and for glory to God, our sisters. And thank you, Lord God, for even calling them at the last 15 or 20 minutes before time or to have my sister, Mother Alexander, to pray and have my sister, glory to God, to bring in scripture that I desire. But we just thank you for all that you've done, everyone, even in all the accolades. And just thank you that you are blessing every one of us lives. You know what is needed in their families and loved ones. Keep us covered under the blood. We speak 91 songs, 27 songs, Jeremiah 29:11. All God, we just thank you for your word. We bless you tonight and we give glory. Thank you for the healing power. In Jesus' name we pray. And as we go about our day and we depart from this line, but not from your presence, help us to keep seeking you and keep trusting and resting in you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We do a little day in camp. So long, so long. We look forward on Monday night.
God bless you. Have a good night.
Bless everyone.
Good night.
Amen.
Good
night, God. We said.
Love you. Good night.
Thank you.